Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague, and we are continuing in our look at the book, The Miracle of Forgiveness, written by the 12th president of the Mormon Church, Spencer W. Kimball. And today we're looking at chapter 10. Chapter 10 is titled Repent or Perish. Starts off with a quote from Luke chapter 13, verse 3, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Now, Eric, he starts off with this sentence, "Repentance is the key to forgiveness." As that sentence stands, I don't think we would have a big problem with that, because in Christian theology, repentance plays a very big part. There needs to be repentance. Repentance should be a part of the Christian's life, because we are sinners. We do struggle with sin. We do have to constantly put down what is known as in the New Testament as the old man. So there is going to be a constant role of repentance, of turning away and being reminded of these shortcomings, these sinful habits that we have, and trying to live a life that is holy unto God. Now, the problem, of course, again, is how is this word defined in a Mormon context? This is where certainly Mormonism parts ways with what we understand to be biblical Christianity.
Listen to what Joseph Smith says in The History of the Church, Volume 3, page 379. "Repentance is a thing that cannot be trifled with every day. Daily transgression and daily repentance is not that which is pleasing in the sight of God."
But yet Mormons are often told that they should be repenting every day. But that seems to conflict with what we find in Doctrine and Covenants, section 25:15, where the Mormon is commanded that they must keep the commandments continually, or where God is, they may not go. So there seems to be this real conflict in their marching orders. I mean, I think I understand what Joseph Smith is certainly saying here. Repentance is a thing that cannot be trifled with every day. We've often said that if a Mormon really wants to know whether or not they are qualified for the celestial kingdom based on the definitions that their own church has given, really what a Mormon must find himself doing, or I should say not doing, is repenting at all. Because if he is in fact told that he must keep the commandments continually, that would mean that there would be no need to repent, because a person who keeps the commandments continually has no need to repent, because there's nothing to repent of. They're doing what they are supposed to be doing. The reason people repent is because they have failed in keeping a commandment or commandments or doing what they are supposed to do. Fourth President Wilford Woodruff said, "And what is repentance?" Now, again, this is an LDS definition, folks. "And what is repentance? The forsaking of sin. The man who repents, if he be a swearer, swears no more, or a thief, steals no more. He turns away from all former sins and commits them no more. It is not repentance to say, 'I repent today,' and then steal tomorrow. That is the repentance of the world, which is displeasing in the sight of God." This can be found in Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Wilford Woodruff, pages 71 to 72. That was a gospel doctrine manual that all Latter-day Saints were supposed to go through in their local ward. So they should be familiar with this statement. If a Latter-day Saint reads this out of that manual, and it's coming from a church leader, in this case, the fourth president of the Mormon Church, what is he saying? He turns away from all former sins and commits them no more. Any Latter-day Saints listening to this? Because I have a question for you. How are you doing at that? How are you doing at that? I've never met a Mormon who could say, "Hey, that's talking about me. I've actually turned away from all my former sins, and I don't commit any of my former sins anymore. If that's really the definition of repentance, then I think we have a problem, because that would prove that the Mormon definition is certainly not good news to our ears. It is actually bad news, because if nobody can live up to it, it cannot possibly be what we call the gospel.
Sixth President Joseph F. Smith said, "True repentance is not only sorrow for sins and humble penitence and contrition before God, but it involves the necessity of turning away from them, a discontinuance of all evil practices and deeds, a thorough reformation of life, a vital change from evil to good, from vice to virtue, from darkness to light. Not only so, but to make restitution so far as it is possible for all the wrongs we have done, to pay our debts and restore to God and man their rights, that which is due to them from us. This is true repentance, and the exercise of the will and all the powers of body and mind is demanded to complete this glorious work of repentance. Then God will accept it." That's found in Gospel Doctrine, pages 100 and 101.
So, as you've mentioned before, Eric, Mormonism seems to be the complete antithesis of what the New Testament concept of grace is really all about. Because under grace, we find ourselves forgiven of our sins, and then because we are already accepted, then we live a life that we hope glorifies the one who has accepted us.
Mm-hmm.
In Mormonism, you must do all these things first and hope that you have done enough that you will be accepted later on. Then God will accept it, Joseph F. Smith says. And again, he's not saying that this only includes some of your sins. Again, he's saying, just as Wilford Woodruff said, this is supposed to be a vital change that's going to affect your evil unto good, from vice to virtue, from darkness to light. All evil practices, he says, all evil practices and deeds need to be completely abandoned. Any Latter-day Saint who finds himself repenting has to admit then, and when I say repenting, I mean it in the context of asking God to forgive them of something that they have done and recognizing that they need not do this, has to come to the realization that they have done this in every area of their life. Kimball makes that statement very clear in this book. We're starting to get into some sections of this book where it becomes very, very heavy. Portions of the book that you and I and others at MRM have often used when talking with Latter-day Saints, because why? It affects them. It gets them to see themselves in light of eternity. And some people will say, well, when I'm witnessing, I want to talk about Joseph Smith, or I want to talk about Mormon history. And yeah, those issues need to be discussed. There's no doubt about it. But if you don't have a lot of time to sit down and go through a lot of that with a Latter-day Saint, this is the area that we would recommend that you use. And it becomes necessary to show them that, okay, if what you believe is true, if this is really the definition that we are supposed to use for these words, then I have to ask you, are you doing what your church has said?
Well, listen to the predecessor to Spencer Kimball, 11th President Harold B. Lee. This is an amazing quote, and he says, "In one sentence, repentance means turning from that which we have done wrong in the sight of the Lord and never repeating that mistake again." Then he says something here that relates to the book we're talking about. He says, "Then we can have the miracle of forgiveness." Now that's "Ye Are the Light of the World: Selected Sermons and Writings of Harold B. Lee," and that's page 321. But I find that to be fascinating. The miracle of forgiveness is repenting and not doing it again. This is not, we're not just isolating one quote from one certain person or from Spencer W. Kimball, but this is what the church has been teaching.
And again, this is why so many Latter-day Saints live under such a heavy burden. Their church has placed that upon them. It's sad. I see LDS people trying very hard to be as good as they possibly can be. And that's incredible. I applaud that. I think we should all try to be the best possible citizen that we could be. The problem, of course, is as try as we might, we're never going to be good enough to meet that perfection that God demands. Now, we as Christians believe God demands perfection, but that perfection comes in what Christ has done for us, not in what we do for ourselves. But look at this statement. This is taken from a BYU professor by the name of Alonzo Gaskill. He wrote a book called Odds Are You're Going to Be Exalted. It's an interesting title for a book, because the only way he could title his book that way is if he ignores what his leaders have actually said on this subject. Now, you've heard us show what Mormon leaders have said regarding what repentance is, but this is what a BYU professor says, and notice it's not the same thing. He says, now for a word or two on the subject of repentance. Our English word repent comes from the Greek word metaneo, which means to change your mind or to think differently. In other words, to repent does not mean that one completely stops sinning. Were such the true definition, no human being would be able to repent, as none of us have the ability to completely stop sinning. Rather, to repent means to begin to think differently about sin. I would agree with what Gaskill has said there, because I think he defines what the Greek word actually means quite accurately. However, you know as well as I do that if I was to have a Mormon standing in front of me and I gave Alonzo Gaskill's definition of repentance and then I gave Spencer Kimball's definition of repentance, the Mormon would be obligated to go with what Kimball has taught. Why? Because he held the office of the prophet, seer, and revelator of the right. church. He has the priesthood authority to speak and define doctrine for the church. Alonzo Gaskill doesn't.
Well, fellow BYU professor Robert Millett, in his book, Doctrinal Commentary on the Book of Mormon, Volume 2, page 162, he said, Bill, that one cannot return to sin and profess to have repentant of it. To repent is to abandon sin, not just to sin less frequently. There you go. That's very much in line with
what
these other leaders.
So we have two BYU professors disagreeing on this subject. What does a Mormon do? What does a Mormon do? Well, we would say, gee, if they only had a prophet to guide them. Oh, wait a minute. The prophets have tried to guide them. Guide them in a way that they can never hope to have that forgiveness of sins. They've guided them in a way that will only allow them to feel the guilt and shame of the sin that they have in their lives. And that is truly tragic.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that has eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.